as we heard in the report, is the WHO's first global report on the disease. How serious would you say the problem is?
Well, I think globally it's a very large problem because diabetes leads to a range of other conditions which are quite serious, and it's costly to deal with those conditions and with the diabetes.
Well, turning to the situation in China, more than 100 million people in the country have been diagnosed with the disease, which is the highest number in the world according to the latest data. So how alarming is this, especially when compared to other developing countries?
Well, I think it's a very big problem. I mean, obviously, China is a very large country, the largest in the world, the most population, and commensurately, it has a very big problem in terms of the rates of diabetes. So when one looks at the overall costs associated with this, they're quite staggering. They're enormous. So we talk about billions and trillions of dollars. So it's certainly something that the government and the health system more broadly is focused on.
Well, is there any other special reason behind this trend we're seeing in China, apart from, you know, changing lifestyles amid the increase in living standards?
Well, I think one of the interesting things about Chinese people is that when you look at the onset of diabetes, it actually occurs, there's an index called the body mass index, which is sort of a measure of the level of obesity that a person has. And when you look at that, for Chinese people, the measurements at which you start to get pre-diabetic and diabetic states is actually quite a bit lower than Westerners. You know, so you sort of have the paradox, and then you can have Chinese people that kind of look, well, maybe a little overweight in relative terms, but actually have quite a serious diabetes problem. Compared to, in fact, if they're a Westerner, at that kind of body mass index measurement, they would be less likely, in fact, to have that problem. But I think there's another factor as well for China, and that relates to the primary healthcare system. Actually, the treatment of diabetes and as prevention is reasonably straightforward and can be handled very well at the sort of primary healthcare level. But China has a developing primary healthcare system that is not yet sort of fully implemented.